I'm Tony DeLangel, and welcome to the Gonstead Unfiltered Podcast. Okay, everybody, welcome to the show. We have another great episode here. Again, another episode with an amazing story. So today is one of those stories where we have to dig for results. One of our core values in this office is being results oriented and really having faith in those results. So the one thing we like to say is that the strength of the human spirit and the importance of perseverance is a testament to the human potential to achieve the impossible. And so throughout history, there's been countless numbers of examples of people who have overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles to achieve their goals, from inventors and entrepreneurs to artists and activists. These individuals have shown us that anything is possible if we're willing to work hard and never give up. I think that's going to be pretty much the theme of what we're going to talk about today. So we have a saying in the office where everyone wants to eat, but few will hunt, meaning everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody wants certain things in their life, but very few are willing to do what it takes to go after it. It's uncomfortable. It requires growth. So today, I'm proud to say that Carl is one of those people who is willing to go after what he wanted with Gonstead. So Carl, how you doing?
I'm doing great today.
Good. So you have one heck of a journey, Could you tell us a little bit more just about how this started, what you had to go through initially just with everything? Sure.
Yes. My issue became obvious was I was not sleeping at night. My arm was going numb every night, and I was getting like 3 hours of sleep. It was affecting my daily routine. And you start with the doctor process, and after a few trial and error items, they determined that I had spinal stenosis, which means my vertebrae were crushing the nerve that runs down my right side. So that's how the issue became obvious to me. So my first treatments were with a regular chiropractor. I had about 15 treatments with them. Mm-hmm. And towards the end of that, they basically said, "We're not doing you any good." So that's how that became part of the beginning.
Okay. And then, yes. So did you have, outside of the numbness, did you also have the weakness where you couldn't lift stuff too, or?
Correct. It affected my ability to grasp things, like just picking up simple items like the coffee cup or a hammer or whatever it was.
And how long ago was this?
This was about a year and a half ago. Okay. I'd say.
And was there like a major trauma or anything like that? Or did this suddenly just come on?
It just came on. My doctor determined there was no specific event that caused it. It was mostly degenerative, which my father had the same issue, but 25 years prior.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so they gave you the diagnosis of spinal stenosis. You tried chiropractic, right?
Right.
Anything else? Was there anything else as far, like, did you do any physical therapy or anything like that? Or was it just chiropractic at that point?
It was just chiropractic at that point.
Okay. And so how did you end up here at Gonstead?
So my father-in-law in Kerrville, Texas, had gone to a Gonstead chiropractor and told me that the results were amazing, that I should give that a try. And so we researched, we found your office here, even signed up, and that's how I became a patient.
Okay. So this is where the perseverance really on both sides, doctor and patient, had to come into play here. So why don't you tell the audience what happened? Okay. Like what did we do for you? Like what did we do? What kind of services did you do initially? And then we can kind of go from there.
Okay. So I was seeing an ortho
doctor for the medical side of things. And she recommended that I start a physical therapy program. And I also had spoken with my father-in-law about going to Grandstead. And so when I initially became a patient here, I was only doing the chiropractic and the physical therapy. And I did about 30 sessions of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then this is the part that I find very interesting, because everybody thinks that there's like this straight linear path to success. And for most people, that's not the case. And so what happened after 30 visits? What happened after 30 visits?
Well, 30 visits is quite a commitment, but I wanted to put that in the, because it was a crippling disease for me, or situation,
mm-hmm.
Where I was not able to do basic life functions anymore, or sleep at all.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the 30 visits, I had revisited with my ortho doctor, and she said that the issue was still severe enough that she recommended having surgery. So I met with the surgeon.
So surgery on your neck?
Surgery on my neck, to put two plates into my neck.
Okay.
To resolve the issue. In that meeting with the surgeon, he said, now the downfall of having the surgery is we will fix the issue with your nerve, but you're going to lose range of motion on both sides. And so that was a concern for me. Well, in my very next visit here at Grandstead, I was sharing this with Dr. Lee,
mm-hmm.
And he said, how about we do this? Let's reevaluate your situation with our team, and we will come up with a new plan if you'll give us a second chance. And I said, of course I will.
Yes. Yeah. So Dr. Lee is, consider this a blessing in disguise, because Dr. Lee is probably the most humble doctor we have. Like, it just, all he cares about is results. He has the humility to know, okay, I'm on the wrong course, and I'm willing to course correct and take the entire team to bring them in to figure out what's going on for the patient. Again, this is the issue with healthcare that we have to change. We're trying to change the way healthcare is delivered so people don't have to suffer anymore. The only way that you can do that is by dropping your ego, dropping your pride, and actually knowing that every healthcare profession out there has something to offer. But when you combine these therapies together, that's when the magic happens. That's when the power of what we do happens. So he was willing to do that. And then what happened after that?
So they presented me with a new plan, which folded in a few more of your services, part of which was the naturopathic therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that was the dry needling. And then most recently, I also added in the hyperbaric chamber. So after 4 or 5 visits, doing those items, as well as continuing the chiropractic adjustments,
mm-hmm.
with the physical therapy. So there, that would be like 5 different things I'm doing here.
Yeah.
After 4 or 5 visits of adding those new surfaces in, I had a revisit with my ortho doctor, and I told her, I said, I don't think surgery is going to be necessary because I've greatly improved on everything. I'm able to use my arm again. I'm able to sleep at night. These normal life things are starting to come back, and wow, I felt such a difference. She said, well, let me do a reevaluation on him. And so she reevaluated. She said, Carl, I normally don't do this, but she said, I agree, your improvement is amazing. She says, once we set a surgery in motion, I typically don't cancel it, but in your case, I'm going to cancel it.
That is amazing.
It was
amazing.
That, and honestly, kudos to your surgeon as well, mm-hmm. for actually having the ability to do that. Because like you said, once it's in stage and once it's kind of moving ahead, they don't like to make those cancellations like that.
No,
so that's an amazing, amazing story. So let's let's reverse a little bit. And emotionally, what did that do for you when you didn't have use of your arm? That you mentioned you're a fly fisherman also.
Yes. So emotionally, it crushed me because I was not able to do the motion with that arm that is required to fly fish. And as a matter of fact, we had a couple of trips where I literally fished for maybe 30 minutes of the 8 hours we were out there, and I just couldn't do it anymore. Now I'm able to fish the full 8 hours, and we've scheduled several trips coming up this spring to enjoy. So I'm looking forward to getting back out there.
That's awesome. And not only that, but you're getting ready to throw out the first pitch for us at the at the ball game for the Isotopes.
Requires that arm.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's just an amazing story. So, okay, so 4 or 5 treatments after we course corrected. And so we went through 30 treatments and then came up together as a team and said, okay, this is what's going on. What do you guys think? What do you think? You mentioned naturopathic therapy. It's a form of soft tissue therapy that really gets in there with muscle testing and things like that. Dry needling, so it's another form of soft tissue therapy, and the hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So what most people don't understand is that when you load your body up with a significant amount of oxygen, oxygen is needed to create energy in your body. The more energy your body has, the faster it's going to repair itself. So most people have these shortfalls in energy production. So when we give you oxygen or even light and combine those, now all of a sudden your body has the ability to generate more energy, which allows you to heal. So it can regenerate blood vessels, it can regenerate nerve tissue. And so that's only going to help with what you had going on there.
Correct.
So then, again, let's go back to that emotional part where, you know, it was a low blow when you figured that you couldn't do a lot of this stuff. Now that you kind of knew, okay, after 4 or 5 treatments, like, you're getting a piece of that, your life back.
Correct.
What did that do for you mentally?
It's a ball game changer. You know, if you're able to start doing things. Another example is I'm a master gardener for Sandoval County, and I was unable to do my tasks that revolve around that.
Yeah.
And then just last Friday, I got out and cut 4 trees down.
You're kidding.
with my chainsaw, which I would be crippled had I not started these treatments.
That's amazing. And so, all right, so you've kind of seen the gamut. You've seen the medical side of things. You've seen almost the surgical side of things. What was so different with you showed up to one clinic here and you didn't really have to drive anywhere, right?
Right.
So the problem in healthcare is that when you have a problem, let's just say it's neck pain, and then you go to one provider, they're going to give a diagnosis and they're going to start a treatment plan. And if it works, great. But if it doesn't, then you go to another provider. You do the same thing. And if it doesn't work, you're just going from provider to provider. And the end result is the patient usually ends up just taking some type of medication because it's convenient, or they're told surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And very rarely do you see after a surgery where you see this upward rise in the quality of health, unless it's, you know, really severe. But most of the time, it's still this downward fall as far as quality of life.
Right.
And so, you know, I remember they used to say that people, like, we're living longer. And so, like, you know, that's, healthcare is good because our longevity is increasing, but the quality of our life is decreasing. And so, like, the last 2 or 3 years, I think it was, like, ever since COVID now, the lifespan is actually decreasing now. But before that, they were saying, well, you know, everything is increasing. It's not that we are living longer, but the quality of life is actually shorter. And so, you know, I'm happy to see that you were able to avoid that same downward spiral, right?
Correct.
So what are some of the things, just moving forward, you got this piece of your life back. Again, we want to change the way healthcare is delivered so people don't have to suffer anymore. And you do that by giving people a piece of their life back. So what does that mean for you? Like, what are some of your goals just in the future?
Some of my goals are to enjoy life, whereas before I was unable to enjoy life. I mean, even like it affects things like wanting to visit with family. or being able to drive. I was not able to drive because I was in such pain.
Yeah.
You know, and you would be humped over or on medications, which would prevent me from driving. Now I've reduced my medications. I'm not in the pain. I'm able to sit upright in the car and drive myself, which is huge. I mean,
yeah.
If you consider you're not able to drive yourself somewhere, that means someone else has to drive you, or you have to forgo whatever that activity was.
And you know, it's funny you say that, because we typically take advantage or take the small things in life for granted,
right?
We don't necessarily think, okay, what would life be like if I couldn't even drive myself or walk or whatever the case is? And so when it does get taken away from you, now all of a sudden it's scary, you know? It really is scary. So all right, so then you know, fly fishing, that's going to be one thing. Anything else?
Well, my gardening.
Yeah.
You know, and I shared with you earlier that I'm a hunter. So I was unable to do those types of things that require you to go out in the field and take your animal.
Yeah.
You could not go out and practice your gun because it would affect your arm.
And yeah.
It was too painful.
We were just talking about that. You know, that brief moment when, you know, you see the animal you're trying to put down. Life goes away in that moment. It's the adrenaline rush where it's like all your stress goes away, and there's no better feeling, just because life goes away and it's like you don't even think about any little stress, and then all of a sudden that gets taken away from you.
Yes.
And it's like, where's your outlet?
Yeah.
You know, where's your outlet then? So.
And it's the, you know, when you are out in the field and you take an animal, that's such a wonderful, awesome memory.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look back, and because you're not able to do that again, it's like, well, what memories did I not make?
That's a great way of looking at it. So what would you say, because there's so many people out there suffering, what would you say to those people who, because when patients come into the office, this is what we typically hear. Well, I went to the medical doctor, I went to the physical therapist, I went to the chiropractor, I went to the massage therapist, I went to the acupuncturist, none of it worked. Mm-hmm. And then they go see their surgeon, and the surgeon is like, well, you tried everything, so let's just cut it open.
Right.
So what would you say to those people who are maybe going down that same thing? We had this conversation where it's like, we don't know why you went through that entire process, mm-hmm. but there's a reason, right? And so now you're here to kind of tell that story, so that way somebody who is going down that same path as that you have gone down, what would you let them know?
I'm gonna say, just like my father-in-law said, give Gunstead a chance, because it's so impactful what you do here. And I only utilize about half of the services that you provide. And I can only imagine for someone who's in extreme discomfort and pain, like I was, if there's other services that those people could use that I'm not utilizing, give it a chance and stick with it. You know, like I said, I even stuck with it after the 30 visits, my first 30 visits here. And then we reorganized my plan and folded in some new services. And wow, what a difference it makes. But give Gunstead a chance. It works if you work it.
Yeah, and it's that never say die attitude. It's
correct.
The constant perseverance, like never give up. You're never out of the fight unless your mind says you are. That's the one thing. There's always an answer. And one person may not always have that answer. You need a team of people who are willing to do what it takes, drop their egos, put it all together and say, okay, maybe we need to course correct. Maybe we need to find another way, but we're going to find the answer and we're never going to quit.
Also here, I've noticed the staff, each person has made me feel so welcome and they're happy to see me walk through the door. Whereas other places you walk through the door and it's like, take your number and have a seat. Not here. You're actually a person and they care about you. And that's with each staff member that I've dealt with. So,
well, I appreciate you saying that. The only time I'm going to brag about anything is when it comes to the staff. Okay. Because they run this entire operation and they are what makes this organization special. So thank you for sharing that.
You built a very good team.
Well, they did it, not me. So I appreciate you. Thank you, Carl. And
If you guys ever have any questions, and you know, if you have a family member, a loved one, or a friend who is suffering with pain, who is suffering maybe with anxiety and depression because of their pain, just know there's always an answer and to never quit. We ask that you please share this with them. So that's what helps us spread this word of how to change the way healthcare is delivered so people don't have to suffer anymore. As always, we appreciate your ratings and your reviews, and thank you for everything you guys do. But until next time, folks, we'll see you then.